From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. For the first time in the Alaska Permanent Fund's 40-year history, the legislature has adopted a plan to draw money from the fund to pay for state government. Governor Bill Walker says he'll sign the bill. Supporters say it protects the fund. But as Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports, opponents are concerned about the pressure it could place on permanent fund dividends.
There's been a lot of uncertainty over the $65 billion permanent fund's future. But Nome Democratic Representative Neil Foster says Senate Bill 26 removes that uncertainty. Both legislative chambers passed it Tuesday.
The Permanent Fund Corporation has been asking for stability and predictability so that they can plan how they invest. SB 26 allows that to happen.
Alaska state government is spending about $2.5 billion more than it's bringing in taxes, fees, and oil royalties. And the piggy bank it's used to cover past deficits, the Constitutional Budget Reserve, is almost empty. The bill draws roughly 5% of the fund's market value.
SB 26 does not specify how these funds are to be split. That will be left to future legislatures to determine.
In the Senate, Eagle River Republican Anna McKinnon says limiting the draw prevents the legislature from spending down fund earnings so that dividends disappear.
The bill before us guarantees Alaska's dividends into the future for my children and my grandchildren.
But the effect on PFDs concerns some bill opponents. They're split between Republicans who want deep cuts to state government services and Democrats who want some combination of higher oil and gas taxes and an income tax to shore up the budget. Even with the earnings draw, next year's budget will have a roughly $800 million gap. The legislature will likely turn to the CBR to close the gap, but it won't have that option for many more years. The bill is a major step toward the legislature finishing its work on the budget and ending the session. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
And the state ombudsman's investigation into Alaska's Division of Public Assistance has found that the agency is swamped with applications and has failed to meet state and federal mandates for processing them in a timely manner. Alaska Public Media reports that the investigation results released on Monday found several major problems causing aggravation for Alaska residents. The report says members of the public have had great difficulty getting responses to questions and that the division's processing for long-term care is inefficient and ineffective. Looking at weather for today, showers likely after 4 p.m. Tonight, more showers, mainly before 4 a.m. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.